It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah. Once a month, our buddy Jeff Tuckman comes in and we talk DVDs and video and movies and tech stuff, and we give cool stuff away. If you have a question for Jeff, tech question, DVD, Blu-ray question, when's something going to be released? If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, describe it to us or tell us who's in it and we'll help you out. The phone number and the text number, 312-981-7200. Call or text right now with your questions for Jeff, 312-981-7200. And welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, Nick, how you doing today?
I'm good. You like Dazed and Confused.
Yes, I did.
You really, really have to see this movie. Everybody wants some. It is a very special movie. Like, really. It's Linkletter is, you know, it's amazing, too, when you watch it, because, you know, Dazed and Confused is 23 years old.
Oh, yes.
That movie, if you can believe that. It's almost 23 years old, and it still had this new movie still has that same wonderful, fresh feeling that Dazed had, except that you can see in the way that it's made that Linkletter is a much more skilled filmmaker than he was 23 years ago. You know what I mean? It's got a much more, I mean, it's a beautifully made movie. And I'm just on a high right now because it was so good. It was just so, so good. So anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How would you compare it against Mad Max?
Let's not get crazy. Come on. Let's not get nuts.
That is your favorite movie of the year.
It's my favorite movie. I'm not making this up. It's my favorite movie in 16 years. The last one being Magnolia. It's my favorite movie since Magnolia. Mad Max Fury Road. It's officially now like my third favorite movie of all time.
it's right up there with Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, it's up there. I'm telling you.
It took us many years.
So we've got some really cool stuff. We got a really great package to give away. Oh God, there you go. I'm already. I can't even say the word package anymore, Dan. Can't even say the word package because of that fantastic segment we do on Friday morning. Anyway, I really love what they did with this. Tell everybody what we're giving away.
It's a Star Trek trilogy of three movies.
Now, when people think Star Trek trilogy, they think it'll be number one, Star Trek 1, the movies, Star Trek 1 through Star Trek 3, but that's not the case here.
No, because what they wanted to do is feature Spock and Kirk together. As you know, they're not always featured together in the movies, and that's what they did with this set.
Well, let me just say this. They made a really good move not including the first movie.
Yes.
Because the first movie's not good. But what they did, it starts with Khan. It starts with Wrath of Khan. Then the second one here in this set is A Search for Spock, and the fourth one is The Voyage Home. And all three of these are great. I thought it was only going to be 1 through 3, but no, it starts with Wrath of Khan, goes through Voyage Home. These are the three of the best ones of the entire series.
That's right. And they've been remastered to where, you can get discs that are not Blu-ray, and this quality is fabulous.
Also, over 90 minutes of new special features.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's something when you think about all the different collections, but you know, they've got so much material on Star Trek.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be something neat.
Oh, no, this is great. This is great. And I think this is such a great way to get these three movies together. Start with Wrath of Khan, which many consider to be the best of the entire series, which it is.
So do I.
And I like Search for Spock. I didn't like it when I first saw it, but I've recently really, really enjoyed it now. Now I really like it. But I got to tell you, Voyage Home is outstanding. That's the one where they go back in time to save the whales.
Yes.
And it's great. So we got those three. Here's what we got to do, though. We have to break. All right, but let's throw out, we got trivia questions, okay? Let's throw out our first trivia question for our first set. We've got three sets of the Star Trek motion picture trilogy, starting with Wrath of Khan, going through Voyage Home. And what is our first question?
Well, you know, this is really for fans of the Star Trek series. There are seven main characters of Star Trek. Okay, I'm going to give you the actors' names, So write it down, and all we want is the character's name. So I'm going to give you the actors. I mean, everybody knows this if you love Star Trek like Nick and I do.
So you're basically going to give the actor's name. You at home will provide the character that they play in Star Trek.
That's right.
Okay, here we go.
William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, James Doohan, Walter Koenig, Kenny G, George Takei, all our favorites, and Nichelle Nichols.
Okay. What were those? This is basically what were the main characters on Star Trek? William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, DeForest Kelly, James Doohan, Walter Koenig, George Takei, and Nichelle Nichols. 312, call the contest line, not the regular line. Call the contest line. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Don't call the regular line. 312-591-7000 for your chance to get the Star Trek trilogy. Okay, Jeff, hang on. We'll get an answer, and then we'll start helping people out.
Khan, you've got Genesis.
But you don't have me. You are going to kill me, Khan. You're going to have to come down here. You're going to have to come down here.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you. And I wish to go on hurting you. I shall leave you as you left me, as you left her, marooned for all eternity in the center of a dead planet. Buried alive. Buried alive. Come! Come!
Oh, man. That movie rules. Yeah. Wrath of Khan, man. It doesn't get better than that. I'm telling you. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wrath of Khan, Jeff. Wrath of Khan.
Love it.
Oh, my God. Montalban rules in that movie. And that's just class. That's a classic moment right there. Khan! Oh, man. All right, we are giving away a Star Trek motion picture trilogy, starting with Wrath of Khan and Search for Spock and Voyage Home. And we threw out a trivia question, which was, Jeff?
We'll give you the names of seven actors, main characters of Star Trek. Give us their characters.
The characters' names,
characters
right.
Names.
Okay, so let's go to Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, William Shatner would say that I get a life. He was Captain James T. Kirk.
Right.
Leonard Nimoy was Mr. Spock, not Dr. Spock.
Right.
Forrest Kelly, otherwise known as D, was Leonard Bones McCoy, the doctor.
Got it.
Walter Koenig, possible Russian accent for Lieutenant, my God, how could Chekhov?
Okay.
And then we have three more.
Right. James Doohan
was Montgomery Scott,
okay.
The engineer.
All right. George Takei.
He was Mr. Sulu.
And Nichelle Nichols.
Lieutenant Uhuru.
That's exactly right. That's right. Okay, he's got it. Mark, congratulations. You are our first winner. He's got everybody. He's got all the characters, and he's got this triple DVD of Star Trek movies. Absolutely. So thank you. We've got two more of those to give away. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And so the Star Trek, you know, people who call up about always ask about the Star Trek TV series. That's been available for a really long time, right?
Yes, it is. Mm. It's available on regular DVD. It's available on Blu-ray.
And all of the episodes from
all.
And that show was on for three seasons, even though at the beginning of each episode, they said that they were on a 5-year mission.
Yes. Well, if you remember that when Star Trek first started on TV, mm-hmm. it took a while for people to, you know, appreciate what the show was all about. How campy it really was.
Upon its initial, showing, it did okay in the ratings. It kind of declined with each year. But when they syndicated it and started showing it all the time, that's when everybody jumped on board and really got to what the show was really about. And now, of course, obviously, it's a legendary show, and spawned, you know, two different film series and a bunch of TV shows that came from Star Trek universe.
And many captains.
Yes.
Lots of captains.
Male
and female. That's right. Okay, Jeff, hang on. We got a break for the news, and we'll come back and open up the phone lines and the text lines to you. 312-981-7200 for any and all, let's see, DVD, Blu-ray, tech, movie questions. You can't think of the title of a movie, call us up. 312-981-7200.
I need some challenge in my life, some adventure. Maybe even just a surprise or two.
Well, you know what they say, Lieutenant. Be careful what you wish for. You may get it.
Good evening, Commander. Is everything ready?
Step into my parlor, gentlemen.
That's Admiral Kirk, my God.
Very good for you, Lieutenant.
But it's damn irregular. No destination orders, no encoded IDs.
All true.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
I'm not going to do anything about it. You're going to sit in the closet.
The closet? What, have you lost all your sense of reality?
This isn't reality. This is fantasy. You wanted adventure? How's this? The old adrenaline going? Huh? Good boy. Now get in the closet.
Okay.
Go on.
I'll just get in the closet. Okay. Here.
Glad you're on our side. Can you handle that?
I'll have Mr. Adventure eating out of my hands, sir. And I'll see all of you at the rendezvous. Oh, and Admiral, all my hopes.
As promised, she's all yours, sir. All systems automated and ready. A chimpanzee and two trainees could run.
Thank you, Mr. Scott. I'll try not to take that personally.
Yeah. Good old Shatner. All right, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jeff Tuchman is with us, and you can call us with your questions at 312-981-7200 or text us 312-981-7200 with any Blu-ray, DVD questions, or if you can't think of the title of a movie, you can describe it to us. We'll try to help you out. That, of course, is from Star Trek, and we've got three Star Trek movies that we're giving away in a special deluxe package here, Star Trek Wrath of Khan, Star Trek Search for Spock, and Star Trek The Voyage Home. Really terrific package. Now, you know, a lot of big movies came out since the last time that you were with us, Jeff. And you care to go back? Well, one of them being the damn Star Wars movie came out on DVD, the Force Awakens.
Well, not yet. I thought it was April 5th. But anyway.
Oh, really?
Well, here, one of the biggest ones is Creed. I know you liked this movie.
Creed was great. Yeah.
Creed was great. A sleeper that got a lot of buzz for the Academy Awards, A Danish Girl.
Oh, the Danish. Well, I mean, it won an Academy Award for supporting actress.
It's a very, very good movie. Well, you know, he's terrific. I thought Carol would win some awards, but it really got.
No, it got nominated. You know, a lot of people really loved it. I had some issues with it, but you know, Cate Blanchett is fantastic.
Yeah, she really is.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones season 5. You know, the most successful. A series on HBO, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
If you think about all the series that HBO has had, Sopranos, Sex and the City, which are all great.
Yeah. I just don't understand the fascination with Game of Thrones. I tried, man. I can't get into it. I just can't get into it. But, you know, Peter Dinklage is hosting SNL tomorrow. And
he's great.
Well,
he's great,
fantastic. I love Peter Dinklage. I just don't quite get the fervor over Game of Thrones. I've tried, man. I've watched it a bunch of times, and it's got a lot of boobs and a lot of people getting killed, so I should really love it, but it's just not my thing.
Well, you know, they're successful books. I mean, there's so much. Yeah. I mean, it has a cult following, and it's huge.
Yeah.
And if you think about HBO's huge audience, and Game of Thrones has really taken off.
Absolutely.
Also, The Hunger Games.
Part two, the final episode of that series. Boy, those movies made a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
And I know on Sunday they had Grease Live for the people who looked. It actually was pretty good, you know, but I can't get, you know, Travolta and Olivia Newton-John out of my head because I remember seeing it at the theater. It was really so good. And a couple others I just wanted to mention. The Big Short. was released on March 15th. Mm-hmm. I really like
that. So a lot of the Oscar nominated movies from the end of the year have come out over the past couple of weeks. Like The Big Short is one of them. You mentioned Carol. You mentioned The Danish Girl. So a lot of the stuff that maybe you missed in the theaters that you want to catch up on that were, you know, nominated for Academy Awards, you can see those now.
That's right. And the rest will be released in April. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn. This is a
beautiful
movie.
Really good movie. Yep.
It's in the stores to rent. And
Saoirse Ronan is unbelievable in it.
Great. Yep. Absolutely great. Yep. And then this was for, I believe it was CNN, Steve Jobs, The Man in the Machine.
Yeah, that's the documentary.
Really well made.
There have been now three movies made about Steve Jobs. There was the Jobs, which was with Ashton Kutcher, which was not good. The documentary that you just mentioned, which is very good, and the Danny Boyle movie, Steve Jobs, with Michael Fassbender, which was terrific. And that's not available yet, though, on
DVD. It's coming out.
It's coming out.
It's really surprising because here's a guy who's really almost a genius, okay, but led such a private life that no one knew anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
No, seriously. Well, if you see these, and I've seen all three of these different movies about Steve Jobs. And, you know, there's some repeated things in all three of them that you have to do, but each one of them is told in a completely different way. You said that documentary is out now?
Yes.
It just came out?
Yes, it did.
Okay. And it's season 5 for Game of Thrones? See, that's, you know, they're very smart. HBO is very smart when they release their stuff because season 6 begins, like, in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So they're always really smart about getting their stuff out. You know, and getting it out right before the new season starts, so you can grab your audience. They can watch, they can get the DVDs and watch them all, you know, right before they start watching season 6.
And they've always done that. You're right. They started doing that with Sopranos, which had a huge following. Mm-hmm. Sex and the City had a very big following, and then when you've got series like Boardwalk Empire, when they're coming with a new season.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that show just ended, Boardwalk Empire.
But when they come with a new season.
Yeah, they always release it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just gave up on an HBO series. Vinyl. I gave up on it. It was episode 6, last Sunday's episode. I just went, okay, I'm kind of through with this. And I was much more patient than my friends were. My friends, after the pilot, were like, ugh. And then, I mean, I thought the pilot was great. Scorsese directed the pilot, and I thought it was great. And then I was with it, you know, and everybody, all my friends dropped like flies from that show. I was the one who held on the longest. I watched last Sunday's episode, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm done.
You know, I'm done. But
it's got renewed. They renewed it for a second season.
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, I lived that through the, you know, I was in the record business at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the premise, I thought, was dynamite.
The premise is great.
The premise is really, really great because when, you know, I sold records for many, many years before video. And some of that is true. Problem is with the series is that, and it has some really good actors. And
a lot of great actors. First of all, Bobby Cannavale, I'll watch him do anything. That guy is phenomenal.
The trouble is it's overdone.
Absolutely.
You know, that is the problem. In other words, okay, you start getting into it, and then it gets... I don't want to say silly, but it really...
No, it does. I mean, this past episode, the entire episode...
It was bad.
It was all about, you know, Bobby Cannavale just doing a bunch of blow and acting like a lunatic. Obviously, that happened in the record business in the 70s. It still happens in the record business today. And I know it was a little more prominent in the 70s. But, man, every single scene, he's doing lines of blow and acting like a lunatic and, you know... And that is a consistent thing that happens in every episode of that show, except it just keeps getting more ridiculous as it goes on and on.
Well, it is. And I think what will happen is that I think the writers in season 2 will realize we need, first of all, more storyline.
Right.
That's number
one. And they've even taken the music and put it like in the back seat now. Like the first few episodes, there were some really wonderful musical segments, and they would use cover versions of songs and original versions of songs, and they would have actors playing real musicians, and they would mix that in, and it would really be great, especially the pilot. I mean, when Scorsese directed the pilot.
The pilot was good, yes.
The pilot was great. And then... It just now the music has even taken a back seat now. It's just all about acting like a maniac and doing blow.
Well, I think what they also lost in the 70s, I mean, clubs were huge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a big, big part, especially after Saturday Night Fever became such a worldwide success.
Yeah.
You know, and people know about Studio 54. I mean, there it was the top club in the U.S., but there were hundreds and hundreds of clubs throughout the country. And that would have been fun to capture that.
Yeah. Well, this takes place in 73, so it's before the disco era.
But even in the 70s, there were a lot of clubs.
Oh, absolutely.
And I mean, but still, you're right. I mean, it had so many possibilities, and I think they have time to recover.
Obviously, I hope so.
Yeah, because I think you're not alone, by the way.
Oh, no, I know I'm not.
And people dropping that.
No, like I said, every single one of my friends dropped a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, when I was telling them, I'm still watching vinyl, they're like, what the hell is wrong with you? So, all right, look, we got another question here. Now, we're giving away, again, the Star Trek motion picture trilogy, which consists of The Wrath of Khan, The Search for Spock, and The Voyage Home. And that The Wrath of Khan is the best. Search for Spock is fantastic, where they're looking for Spock. And then, of course, Voyage Home is awesome because that's when they go back in time. It's actually – and that's when they go back in time to get the whales.
Yes.
And bring the whales back. That's actually – of all of the Star Trek movies, that's the funniest. I mean, the Star Trek Voyage Home is hilarious. There are tons of really funny moments in that movie. It's a very, very funny, very entertaining movie. So we've got this package with those three movies, and what is the question?
At the time of filming Star Trek The Wrath of Khan, William Shatner and Ricardo Montalban were starring on hit series on ABC television. What were the name of the two series?
Okay, so Ricardo Montalban and William Shatner, stars of Wrath of Khan, were each on a show on ABC. They were each in a very successful show that aired on ABC. What were the names of those two shows? 312-591-7000. That's the contest line. Call that line. First person through with the right answer. You can name the two TV series from ABC that Ricardo Montalban was on one, Shatner was on the other. First person through it, 312-591-7000, will get our next copy of the Star Trek Motion Picture Trilogy package. 312-591-7000. First person through with the correct answer will win. All right, we'll take a break. Jeff, hang on a second. We'll come back, answer some more of your questions, and give you some previews of what's coming out on DVD. And we got one more of the Star Trek Trilogy to give away as well.
Scotty, how long is this bay?
About 60 feet, Admiral.
Can you enclose it to hold water?
I suppose I could. You're planning to take a swim?
Off to the deep end, Mr. Scott.
We've got to find some humpbacks.
Humpbacked people?
Whales, Mr. Scott. Whales. About 45 to 50 feet long. About 40 tons each.
You're really going to try time travel in this rough spot?
We've done it before.
Sure, slingshot around the sun. Pick up enough speed, you're in time warp. If you don't, you're fried.
Would you prefer to do nothing?
I prefer a dose of common sense. We're proposing that we go backwards in time, find humpback whales, then bring them forward in time, drop them off, and hope to hell they tell this probe what to go do with itself.
That's the general idea.
Well, that's crazy.
You got a better idea? Now's the time.
All right. And that's... Oh. having a little computer difficulties, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We've got... That was from, of course, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. And getting the humpback whales. So, yeah. McCoy doesn't think that's a very smart move.
No, he does.
No. Bones was like, what are you doing?
You're right. I mean, there's so many other trivia things about that film, but it is the first time that you actually had... I mean, in some of the other ones, the humor is more campy. I mean, here it would just was.
Oh, it was very funny.
Very funny.
Very, very funny. Okay. So we've got another trivia question that's out there right now. I think we got the answer. What was it?
At the time of filming Star Trek The Wrath of Khan, William Shatner and Ricardo Montalban were starring on his series on ABC television. Tell us the name of the two series.
And it's Greg on WGN. Hey, Greg.
Hey. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, the series were T.J. Hooker and Fantasy Island.
You got it.
Yep, T.J. Hooker, Fantasy Island, both very successful. All right, Greg, you a fan of Star Trek?
Somewhat.
Well, I'm glad you called in. That's fantastic of you to call in. I'm thrilled. All right, hold on a second, Greg. So he's somewhat of a fan. Okay, good. Good, Greg. Anyway, he's got the three movies. There are people who couldn't get through who are really pissed off right now. Like Star Trek fans who could not get through who are like, what? So, all right, you know what? We got another chance. Let's throw out the last trivia question. This is for the three movies, the Star Trek 2, 3, and 4. And what is the last one? This is a little bit of a difficult one, Jeff. I want to say that this is not an easy one.
It's not an easy one.
So we're going to throw that out now because we still got a few minutes left. But, yeah, what do we got?
What famous comedian was supposed to play a professor concerned with UFOs in The Voyage Home? He did not want the scientist role. Instead, he wanted to be a Starfleet officer. He wanted to be a crew member, or he wanted to be an alien. Well, Paramount rejected the script and signed him to star in another film. Who was the famous comedian?
Did not know this one at all. Call the contest line right now if you know. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Famous comedian. Wanted to play a they wanted him to play a professor, but he wanted to play a Starfleet commander, and they rejected the script, and he signed to another movie at Paramount. Who was that? 312-591-7000. Okay, so Jay sends in a text, and we got some texts coming in. Jay says, "Will the TV show The Monroes ever come to DVD?" That was the one with, it was like about the Kennedys, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it like, it was like a sort of based on the Kennedys?
Yeah, it's not available right now, but I'm sure, I mean, I've got releases through September, and I don't have it on my list.
Yeah.
But the way they're coming out with so many TV shows, and really sad about the thing is that if you go to the few video stores left in Chicago, where at one time the TV section was huge.
Yeah.
They were carrying so many things. But because of space limitations, they're only carrying the really hit,
right.
You know,
right.
shows.
And it's also because of so much stuff is streaming now. You know, like everybody can get it on their computer or they can get it, you know, a lot of these things, you know, streaming. You don't have to use up any space. It's, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Well, that's true. Plus, I'm sorry, Nick, but plus you have Hulu. I understand that. And you've got Netflix.
Right.
And they have a lot of shows.
Absolutely. But I just looked it up here, right, the Monroes. And, you know, there were only 9 episodes of that. So that doesn't indicate that there's going to be any kind of demand to release it if there's only 9 episodes of it. But it was on in like 1995. So, yeah. So it doesn't look like it's going to be available. At least it's not available now. All right. We got an answer quickly. I couldn't believe it. All right. Go ahead. What was the last trivia question?
What famous comedian was supposed to play a professor concerned with UFOs in The Voyage Home? He did not want the scientist role. Instead, he wanted to be a Starfleet officer, a crew member, or an alien. Who was the famous comedian?
All right. Chris, who was it?
It was Eddie Murphy, believe it or not, from SNL.
That's right. It was Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy wanted it. And the problem with Paramount is that Paramount had Murphy starring in Beverly Hills Cops, was very successful.
Well, he had a contract with Paramount.
And he had contact with Paramount.
Yeah.
And instead, you're not going to believe this one, but where he really wanted to be in the Star Trek, they rejected it. And they signed him to the Golden Child.
Golden Child, which was one of the worst movies
Eddie
Murphy's
ever made. One of the worst movies of all time.
I agree with that. Yeah.
All right. All right, Chris, congratulations. You like Star Trek, right?
Oh, I'm sent a kid.
All right. There you go. Good. I'm glad. All right. Hang on a second, Chris, okay? There you go. That's Star Trek Motion Picture Trilogy, which is actually available now on DVD if people want to get it.
Yes.
Okay. It's out there. You can get it. All right. What's coming up? What do you got release-wise?
Well, this week, a couple of movies that I think you'll like. The Hateful Eight.
Yeah,
was released this week.
Yep, love it.
A really, really good movie. And I'm glad it's coming out because people who didn't go to see it at the box office, I think more people.
Well, you know, my thing about that movie is that it's just not going to be the same experience. I saw it in 70mm at the Music Box, and it was one of the best movie-going experiences I've had in years. It's going to lose something when you see it, you know, on your TV. It's definitely going to lose something.
It will, but Nick, remember, most people today, not everybody obviously, has high definition.
Yeah. I know. I understand all that, Jeff, but to see it in 70mm, you know what 70mm
is,
Jeff.
70mm is awesome.
It was incredible. It
Star
was
Wars,
absolutely incredible.
I saw Star Wars in 70mm.
Yeah,
it was fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, also, Will Smith was really, really good in this movie. Well, I thought Concussion was out this week. I know. I also temper what I...
Yeah. All right.
When I say that. But I do want to mention some things coming out. April 5th, Star Wars... The Force Awakens comes out at the beginning of April. And then April 19th, obviously, if you did not see this at the box office, Leonardo DiCaprio deserved all the accolades he got on The Revenant.
The Revenant comes out on the 19th.
Comes out on the 19th.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Really great film. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you will see why he deserved everything. IP Man on.
It's Ip Man.
Ip Man.
Yeah, Ip Man.
April 19th.
Yep.
I like that too. But I want to mention a couple TV series. A lot of it's waiting till May, but Airwolf had a big following.
Airwolf! Wow.
Yeah.
Jan Michael Vincent, Ernest Borgnine.
That's right.
Yeah.
A big series, and you can get the complete series on Blu-ray. Lex, the complete series. Mad About You was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
The complete series. A series that I loved as a kid, The Untouchables.
Yeah, it was my dad. One of my dad's favorite shows of all time.
I look forward to it every week.
Elliot Ness. Great stuff.
The complete series is coming out. Cop Rock. I don't know. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Cop Rock is coming out officially?
Yes.
Oh, would be so curious as to if anybody buys that. That's one of the most notoriously awful shows in television history.
That's right. But they had a following. You're right.
Unbelievable.
It was horrible.
Wow. Cop Rock.
But that's people like
mark the date down on that one, everybody, because Cop Rock is going to be on.
That's right.
DVD.
And for the fans of Downton Abbey, Mr. Selfridge, which I do like the series. I thought it was very interesting. First of all, it's a true story, and I really do like it. And on May 24th, Lou Grant, finally. The very first season of Lou Grant.
Boy, that took a long time to come out.
Yeah, I think there were some issues, some problems or whatever. Yeah. But then down the road, just want to mention, they're starting to come out slowly but surely, 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
I know the sets are not selling well yet. Whether they do, I don't know. I mean, first of all, when they started, the first sets first came out, I looked at it and I said, oh, my God, they're in a really very light lit room. You go in there and the music is soft and all of a sudden you go, whoa,
$4,000,
$5,000. I get out of this room quick. But today the prices have come down.
Yeah.
And
that's the future of what people are going to be having in their house anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just got to have some patience. Okay, if people couldn't get through, you have an email address they can ask you questions at?
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Okay, cool. Jeff, we'll see you next month. And we already know what we're giving away next month.
We're going to be giving away, Alligator Records, as their home is Chicago.
Right.
Chicago, we've always had great music. And it's just a great label, a lot of blues. I mean, just a great, great label. And we'll be giving away the history of Alligator Records.
History of Alligator Records.
On Blu-ray.
All right, cool, on Blu-ray. Thank you, Jeff. And we'll talk to you again next month. All right, news is up next.